Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Gardaí believe the petrol bombing of a family home in North Dublin was a botched attack actually intended for a man living in the Finglas area who's suspected of involvement in organised crime. And a family of five were injured in the blaze but managed to escape their burning home. And Conor Lally, security and crime editor with the Irish Times, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Conor. Remind us what we actually know. I mean, this is not only a case of mistaken identity in terms of this house. Am I right in thinking this is the second time this house has been mistakenly targeted?
That's right, Ciara. The property is on Creston Avenue in the Finglas area, and a petrol bomb was thrown through the downstairs window at about 1:45 in the early hours of New Year's Eve. Now, that petrol bomb went in the kitchen window. The fire very quickly spread throughout the ground floor and then upstairs to the first floor. And there were five people trapped in the house at the time. There were two women. One was in her 40s, one was in her 20s. And then there were three young children in the house as well. So one of the kids was able to run out the hall door, as we understand it. She was able to raise the alarm. And then some of the neighbours then broke one of the windows upstairs and then encouraged everybody else to jump through the window down onto the street. So they did that and they were safe. And then the older woman who was in her 40s, she became trapped inside. And when the fire brigade arrived, they were able to go in and rescue her. So this was a really serious incident. This is a very large property, as I say, a three-story house. I was out there yesterday and it was completely destroyed by the flames. And as you say, it is part of an ongoing, I suppose, campaign of violence targeted against the man who lives in the area. But this house was targeted because the people who attacked it believed that they were, you know, targeting that person's house, but they actually got the wrong property. And they also targeted the wrong property last year when they went into that housing estate and they looked to smash windows in their target's house. They again targeted this property of this completely innocent family. There are several other incidents as well that occurred in the Finglas area last year, and Gardaí believe that they are related to this ongoing feud.
Okay, and I have no doubt that this must be creating a huge atmosphere of fear and intimidation, Conor, in the area, particularly because the people who ended up targeted were nothing to do and have been caught up innocently in this feud.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I spoke to some of the neighbours out there and really they were stunned at what had happened. I suppose they were, you know, at home in their houses. The alarm was raised and when they looked out the window, you know, there were flames coming out of the house across the street. So this was a really serious incident. You know, this family has been completely terrorised. They are obviously, you know, totally innocent people. And then at the same time, we also have this other occupant nearby who's also being targeted by this particular gang. And in one of the incidents last year, a car was actually driven at that person's house. So literally, the attackers jumped into a car and drove it straight into the front wall of the property. So these attacks appear to have been getting worse for about the last 6 months or so. And really, we were very fortunate that everybody in that house managed to escape in the early hours of New Year's Eve and that we didn't have any fatalities.
Yeah, this is one of course, several arson attacks in the last couple of months here. Conor, lastly, the guards, are they saying anything about the intimidation, or are they asking people to come forward, or what is the message from An Garda Síochána?
Yeah, they are. I mean, they're carrying out an inquiry into this, obviously. There were CCTV cameras in the area, including on the house that was actually attacked. So they're quite hopeful that they will get some evidence from that. Generally, in these attacks, though, the people who carry them out are wearing things like scarves and hoods and so on. So they are hard to identify, even if you have good quality CCTV. So Gardaí are really hopeful that, you know, anybody who was in the area and who saw anything around that time, just before 1 a.m. on New Year's Eve, will come forward. And they're saying that if people come forward, they will treat any of those approaches with the utmost confidence.
Conor Lally, security and crime editor for the Irish Times. Thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.